He was infinitely happy and glorious without us. By James Smith. Christ, who loved us. Romans 8:37. No condition can possibly be more dreary than to feel that no one loves or cares for us. There is something peculiarly sweet and pleasant in being the object of another's love. Even the love of a poor child is sweet, but to be loved by one who is most wealthy, most exalted in station, and most honourable in character, must be peculiarly delightful. How then should we rejoice? How happy should we be, who are loved by the Lord Jesus, especially when we consider, on the one hand, how despicable, how poor, how worthless, and how unlovely we are, and on the other hand, how glorious, how wealthy, how worthy, how lovely Jesus is. To be loved by Jesus is to be preferred before the possession of a world. Think of the glory of his person, the vastness of his possessions, the number of his angelic attendants, the unlimited sovereignty which he exercises, and the excellent character he bears. Also bear in mind that he knew what loving us would cost him, how he would be treated by us and by others for our sakes. Yet he fixed his love upon us. He loved us just because he would. He passed by others more dignified in nature, more exalted in station, but he chose us. He did not, could not, need us, for he was infinitely happy and glorious without us. Yet he loved us. He still loves us.